interrupt this program to bring you a special report.
I can't believe it's news.
Really?
Here's Brad and John.
Well, most people trying to gain admittance to their dream school, are probably teenagers, right? Maybe teens, early 20s, something like that. Well, let me introduce you to a 55-year-old guy in China. This guy took an entrance exam for the 26th time to his dream school. Yeah, he's been trying this since he was in his, like, late teens, early 20s. And he keeps trying. He's going to keep trying until he gets in at 55 years old. His friends have been telling him, dude, your memory isn't going to allow you to absorb the information like when you were in your 20s. I guess his argument is, well, I wasn't absorbing it in my 20s.
I was absorbing hops and bong resin.
Yeah. So so he's been trying year after year after year. He says, I just turned 55 and I'm still young. And I don't
have... What kind of schooling is he trying to accomplish?
I have no trouble learning history and geography so far. It's to some university in China. And it's an annual standardized exam, I guess, that they have that's typically taken during the third and final year of high school.
Like your SATs or something?
But it is known, this one is known for being notoriously difficult, and it gets you into, can get you into prized universities there. Well, in June of last year, he scored 403 out of 750. You need to get 521 to get in. So he failed for the 25th time. Is this guy living in his mom's basement?
Probably.
No. Oh. He owns a building materials company. I think he just wants to do this just to prove to himself that he can do this.
Now it's under his skin.
Yeah, he can get this thing done.
Well, I got some learning for you. A crash course on how to fly a hot air balloon. When I say crash course, I mean it. The incident took place in the southeastern Brazil state of Sao Paulo earlier this month. And like the pilot that became incapacitated and the student had to land the plane, the hot air balloon had taken off with 9 on board, the pilot, the photographer, and 7 passengers. And it was when the basket was touching the ground, coming down and touched the ground during the first landing attempt, the pilot and 2 others were flung from it. You know, it came down for a hard landing and the basket hits and kind of tilts and a couple people go out and then boom, the balloon goes right back up again. The pilot was still holding on to the rope as the balloon was taken off again. And then he's like, I can't do it. So he bails, they said, from about 15 or 20 feet. The two women were still hospitalized as of yesterday morning. Another one was taken to a different hospital. The passengers would go on to say, the pilot told them to prepare for a landing, but didn't tell them it was an emergency. And then the balloon descended rapidly. The basket hit the ground with a thud. The 3 people fell out. And then the thing starts taking off again. It retook to the skies, and the remaining passengers had to learn how to pull on the ropes and make it descend again, despite no prior training. The investigators said, the balloon should have never taken off that day because of poor weather warnings and strong winds. Of the 30 ballooning companies operating in the region, that was the only one that went out that day.
Shouldn't the pilot give the passengers lessons before they take off? Should I become incapacitated at some point? Here's what you'll need to do to land the craft. All right, I'm going to tell you about a couple of Wendy's workers who stabbed each other the other day. Co-workers in a fight Monday morning, 10 o'clock.
Where's the beef?
At a Wendy's in North Carolina. 22-year-old guy, 25-year-old guy.
What's the beef?
The beef was spilled all over the floor. One guy was bleeding heavily in the chest. He went out into the parking lot with his stab wounds. That had to look great for customers coming into the parking lot about to hit the drive-thru or stop into the restaurant.
Someone had a ketchup accident.
And there's somebody in a Wendy's smock who's bleeding all over the place. His coworker fled. He was arrested later in the afternoon. That guy had a stab wound in his back. The Wendy's worker was...
And with a plastic spoon, a plastic knife. That's amazing. Yeah. He must have really been angry. Yeah.
I like people who are passionate about their jobs, but that's taking it a little too far.